Morning, Tony.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is a big subject. I mean, I've spoken to people before about carers and carers looking after people, but it really is a very a hidden lot of people, isn't it, basically, that get very little credit for what they actually do.
Absolutely. We are really trying to look at carers, and so we support unpaid carers, but that term carer and the word itself now has been used so much recently that it's a term that's used to describe somebody who is a paid care worker. And also from COVID, we had clap for carers, which meant clapping for those who were key workers or NHS workers who were, the heroes of COVID. So unpaid carers are now even more lost and not being able to be seen as those people who should be called carers.
Well, the problem here is, isn't it, is the banner of care goes from, crosses a really rather large spectrum from those with physical disabilities and physical needs to those with mental health needs. And well, just such a broad spectrum. And of course, in the unpaid sector, it tends to generally be family and friends that do this. And of course, they're not actually trained in it, but they're doing their best to look after people where, unfortunately, some of our care services, their paid care services, don't seem to be able to get into.
Absolutely, and when you are an unpaid carer, it is not something that you plan to be. It happens suddenly when somebody in your family or a friend or a neighbour suddenly becomes unwell or has an accident or has a condition that becomes worse or they have more difficulty with coping with the world. Which is why at Action for Carers we have workers, support workers in the hospitals in Surrey, because that is usually the first place where somebody becomes an unpaid carer and is a start to their caring journey in a very confusing world where they suddenly have to learn every skill, almost becoming like a care coordinator
Yeah,
for
you ask
the
them, and they will tell you
treatment.
that they're not actually care. They're just doing what they should do and what they have to do, which
That's
of
right.
course is how it always was for a
Yeah.
long, long time, that families looked after their own, so to speak. But nowadays, of course, with people being much further spread apart, it's not always possible. So the demands on the state and the services of the state are, well, they're enormous, and of course, it's not possible to sort of get to look after everybody who needs it. But
No.
it's organisations like yours that actually manage to sort of organise, I'm guessing, and help those who don't necessarily get the care they should, or you look after the people who do that caring.
That's right, we support the carer, but in supporting the carer, we also look to ensure that the person they care for has the correct support, correct medical equipment, correct amount of budget if they have eligible needs under social care. So it is ostensibly looking after a family, but through the supporting an unpaid carer. And the unpaid carers, through the United Kingdom, there are so many in all of our local communities, and not everybody identifies themselves as a carer
No, that's what I was
because
saying
you
earlier.
do it as a parent or a wife or a husband. But actually, Carers UK and Carer Trust have identified that unpaid carers save the economy in the United Kingdom roughly £193 billion per annum. Now that is more than the NHS budget, and in Surrey it's 1.8 billion. But it's probably more than that because those are the carers that have come forward and self-recognised and are registered with us. So it's probably a lot more because of the fact that a lot of people are doing and caring with love for their loved ones, but not seeing themselves as so.
Yeah, now Action for Carers is one of several different organisations around, not just in Surrey, but in other parts of the country that does this kind of work. But the real surprise for me is that you're a charity. How on earth are you funded? Because this is not a small organisation, this is not a small operation that you're doing here, is it?
No, we are funded and commissioned to provide a service for carers by Surrey County Council, because under the Care Act 2014, they have a legal duty of care to support and make sure that the well-being of unpaid carers is supported. And in order to do that, they commission us to support those carers, because in doing that support, we sometimes have to challenge statutory organisations to get the correct support for the carer and the person they care for. We also have to seek our own private fundraising to run the service too, as we support carers from the age of 5 up to our oldest 102.
You mean the carers at the age of 5?
Yes, yeah,
age
5,
wow.
And 102 is our oldest carer.
Oh, that's just remarkable. I'm almost terrified to ask what a 102-year-old does in a caring role.
Looking after their daughter with a learning disability who does not tolerate being around anybody else.
Oh, wow. Ah, that's just, it's just awesome that. You're part funded by the county council, and then you're part funded from charitable donations,
yes,
or charitable works to keep the whole thing afloat, really. And so you support carers who are not paid.
And, that's right.
To big that up, so to speak, you have, starting next week, Carers Week. What's that all about?
Carers Week is a national recognised week to celebrate and bring to everyone's attention the huge contribution that unpaid carers make to our society. The theme this year is recognising and supporting carers in the community. And it's really important that we see that supporting unpaid carers is everybody's business. It's looking at allowing carers to come forward and say, yes, I am here, I am a carer, to actually encourage other carers that don't see themselves in that role to maybe start seeing themselves maybe as an unpaid carer now, rather than a mother and a sister, and be able to seek support when they're struggling. And to ask people in our everyday worlds to start thinking about, is there somebody in my road that's an unpaid carer that I could maybe just start being able to say, is there anything I can do to support you or help in any way? And carers don't want anything huge. It's about something that literally gives them a chance to maybe have a few hours off. Most carers are exhausted from caring, because it may not just be a couple of hours a day. It could be 24 hours. Many of our carers are not able to leave the person they care for and leave their homes to go out, not even to get a pint of milk sometimes.
Scary.
So a part of what we do is we will visit that carer at home, but we also try to find opportunities for respite and time away from caring. So for somebody to say, you know, I've got a couple of hours, do you want me to come and sit with the person that you look after while you maybe have a bath, or just go out and sit or have a walk somewhere? We've been working with the National Trust for the last year, and they've given us free carer passes for National Trust properties across Surrey and some in Sussex. And that means that a carer gets free entry and free car parking. And if they do get this wonderful offer of somebody can sit with the person for a few hours, they don't have to think, now what do I do? How can I make use of this? They can say, right, I can just literally drive down the road to a lovely place, either walk around somewhere beautiful or sit and just recharge my batteries. So we try to, in many ways, give carers opportunities that might suit how they
now
care.
We mentioned a little earlier on that, of course, most of the people you're dealing with are kind of off the radar. They're not generally recognised normally. They're family members or friends who are basically doing the right thing and looking after their people, some with a greater degree of having to sort of give up or sacrifice large parts of their own life to do this. How do you get in contact with these people? How do they know about people like you or organisations like you?
The first time might be through the hospital, and in the hospital we have lots of posters up. We train all the staff in the hospital to know, so that if they find someone who fits the carer role at now, then they can put them in touch with us. Otherwise, we work with healthcare workers and GPs. And GPs are the gatekeepers, because as a carer, you need to let your GP know that you are that unpaid carer, because it has a mental and physical toll on your well-being, and the GP needs to know that you need extra care and support from them. And the GP can then make that referral through to ourselves using what is called the Surrey Carer Prescription, and it's very quick and easy, and we can then make contact with the carer and offer them access to a range of other services that exist in Surrey that can support both the carer and the person they care for.
So it's support and advice really that is on offer here. I see that for next week you have these drop-in hubs taking place across the week. What are they all about?
Yes, we run hubs all the time. So for Carers Week we will be celebrating in our hubs and having lots of free well-being sessions. We will be in Hawley, as we have a hub in Hawley Baptist Church, mm-hmm. and that's Wednesday the 7th of June from 10:30 in the morning to 2:30, mm-hmm. where we've got some mindfulness and some support groups going on. And on Thursday the 8th of June we'll be in Caterham at Westway, where we have our other the carers hub, and we have a free back care session there, as we have at Action for Carers a moving and handling service where we work preventatively to look after carers' backs and also make sure that they are using the correct way of moving and handling someone.
It's such an important thing these days, isn't it, really? Sort of being able to do the job properly, I suppose, is the only way to describe it, because as you rightly mentioned there about backs, there are hoists and all sorts of things that can be used these days to make sure that you don't actually injure your back. And if you injure your back, of course, you're not going to be able to do the rest of your caring either. So a lot of these things are in place to sort of actually aid and help you. How do these people get the funding for this sort of thing?
For our service to...
your service, but I mean for things like if they need help with, you know, as you mentioned there, a back service, you know, to help them, and say the correct way of doing a lot of these things does involve some sort of cost for equipment, to say how can these people get funding for those sorts of things?
Well, our moving and handling service is free, and they're registered occupational therapists, and they will go in to support carers who need that service free of charge, and we can access small amounts of equipment for them. And we work with the social care team, occupational therapists, and the ones in hospital to make sure that the equipment needed is provided free of charge for carers and the people who need it.
You have a website as well where I'm guessing a lot of this detail is, yeah?
Absolutely. Especially about Carers Week, it's all on our website, as we have to make sure that it's available for everybody to read. We have free goodie bags, a free tote bag with lots of nice goodies in it to look after yourself. And there's also tea and cake on the hubs. So it's important that if somebody feels they may be a carer, we don't need you to prove how many hours you care. If you support someone who couldn't manage without you, That's all that it means. You don't have to be living with the person. You could be living in a different location, supporting them by phone or going in to see them maybe once, twice a day or twice a week. There is no a number that is attached to being able to register with us.
That sounds good.
And our website is the place to go for information, and you can also refer yourself through the website as well.
It's actionforcarers.org.uk. That is the email address. We've been talking about Carers Week, which actually starts next Monday, the 5th of June, continues until the 11th of June, which is the Sunday, with various different hubs going on. So if you visit actionforcarers.org.uk, you can get full detail. Rachel, one thing before we go, because you mentioned the youngest and the oldest carers, and I asked you what the oldest carer did, and you said the oldest carer is 102, looks after a daughter. You said the youngest carer was 5. What does that carer do?
That carer helps their mother look after their sister, who has multiple conditions and disabilities, and they keep them entertained. They help by noticing if their condition gets worse. They may do a little bit of care with making sure that they're seated correctly, but they're doing low-level caring. But that's really important when the mother has to go and start cooking, and then they can still watch that their sister.
I get it. I find it just amazing, really, the span of age. So you're never too young and you're never too old to be a carer, and never think that you're alone. You've got organisations like Action for Carers to actually help you along with that, and say Carers Week starts Monday the 5th of June. That is next Monday. Rachel, thank you for talking to us this morning, and good luck with it next week, because it's a huge subject. I could talk to you for hours on this, because say there is so much in this subject, but I'm guessing we're going to have to let people find out by either visiting the website or getting involved in Carers Week. Now, Rachel, thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. It's lovely that we have this opportunity to reach out and to talk about something that for a lot of people they don't know exists. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Rachel Brenner. Thank you.